Angela Cervi for FedFim Radio. We are still in Trieste at When East Meets West. And I'm here with Graziella Bildesheim of Maya Workshop. Hello, Graziella. How are you?
Hello, Angelo. Fine, thank you. And you?
I'm good. I'm kind of tired because the day is really intense, but
very
good.
Intense.
Very
yes.
Intense. Listen, my first question is: Maya Workshop is like a training school, let's call it, for emerging producers. How does it work for them? What do they do?
Mm-hmm. Okay, I would answer that it is a training, but it's also and maybe mainly a coaching experience. Because we do focus on training emerging producers, but we also want to follow them in their personal development as producers and finding their own ground to work as producers in an international environment. And so we encourage them to come with a project when they want to do the three workshops of which the program is composed. And we follow the development of the project, of the producer, him or herself, throughout the program. And we're also very concentrated on finding the right network for them to work in and the right environment for them to move in.
Which are the three stages you were talking about?
Yes, there are three workshops that are articulated throughout the year. The first one takes place this year in April, in Sardinia in particular this year. The second one will be in June in Lithuania, and the third one in September in Bologna, always in Italy. These different locations change every year because they depend on the co-financing partners, the cooperation agreements that we sign every year with different entities. In this case, we have worked with Film Commission in Sardinia, with the Lithuanian Film Center for the workshop in June, and with the Cineteca di Bologna for the third workshop in Italy.
And what does have this sponsor or partner have to give to Maya Workshop in order to become one?
It's an exchange. The partner gives financing, of course, because it's money that is spent on their own territory, so it's sometimes it produces a virtuous action for them. We are obviously spending money on their hotels, their structures. We also reserve a place, normally a place for a producer from the country or the region that is hosting the workshop. And on our side, we give the possibility of organizing an open session with our trainers and our participants in the country or city where we are hosted. We organize networking events between our network of producers and the local professionals. I think it's a win-win solution now, where both of us, both Maya and the local coordinators, local co-financers, have a benefit.
What does a producer have to do in order to being, I don't know, is it going to be selected?
Yes.
He has to submit
Yes, they do have to submit an application. There is a selection process that takes place approximately a couple of months before each workshop. The dates are on our website, www.mayaworkshops.org. And the selection requirements are a CV of the applicant, of course, and a motivation letter. And then if they want to apply to the whole the three workshop package, as we call it, they need to apply with a project because it will be taken as a sample now to study and to develop throughout the whole course. We did not say that the three workshops are on different aspects of the project development. The first one is dedicated to the creative aspect, and we talk about script, but from the producer point of view. It's always from the producer's point of view and learning how to analyze a script, why this particular project, how we develop it, and working with the creative team, assuring the rights on the project. This is the first workshop. The second one is on the legal and financial aspects. And so we talk about co-productions, of course, and we simulate. We have this kind of practical and exercises together with our trainers. We talk about financing, about possibilities that we have with regional, national, and supranational funds. And then the third workshop is dedicated to marketing and distribution, and of course we will be talking about new platforms, about how a producer needs to know his environment to be able to put his films out there, and how to reach their audience.
Which we see in the, in the workshops here, that is exactly the main issue now.
The main issue today.
So besides this challenge, which is the biggest challenge that the producer has to face in your experience, working in this field for many years, how, what did you see that is the worst nightmare the producer has to face?
We focus on, we're targeting emerging producers, which means that now we're working with people who are new on the market, and we try to facilitate their entrance into the industry. I think it is very important, it is crucial to create a network and to work within a network. It is very important that we give our producers a protected environment to start off with, to give them confidence as producers and to learn their way around. This is an activity that we are very much now concentrating on in the last years, and we will be doing it more and more. Here in Trieste, for example, we have a delegation of Maya producers that have come. We are promoting their projects on one side, and on the other side, they will be listening to the pitchings of young scriptwriters coming here with East Week, which is another section of the festival. Mm-hmm. So in the name of our cooperation with Trieste Film, Film Festival and When East Meets West, it's really here also getting to know people, knowing projects, exchanging projects, and so mainly working together. I think in the wider panorama of European and worldwide production, it's very important to know who you are doing this with.
Yeah, and for which.
Yes, absolutely, and for what audience? Yes, yes, certainly.
Which is the relationship between Maya and its fellows producers once they are out there?
Yes, we do keep track, and we do create opportunities for them to come back and to grow more with us. We create some focuses in main festivals such as Berlin, Cannes, now possibilities for them to meet informally. We organize in Berlin, we will having an Italian breakfast. In Cannes, we have a Maya cocktail. Mm-hmm. So these are informal situations where they can come and meet participants from other years as well, because they often don't know each other.
Yeah.
So the graduates, they're networking events. And then we also organize some master classes directed absolutely to our graduates now to focus on aspects that they want to develop further that have not been explored in detail in the workshops, of course.
And my last question, which is kind of a silly one, but which is your best success as my workshop in terms of movie or project that was
developed?
Okay,
you see, this is a question that many people ask, and it's a question that, of course, the European community is very much centered on, eager to know. And it's a question for which I have a different answer, because as we are targeting emerging producers, and many of them have not yet produced a film, so we cannot measure our success or the success of the program, let's say, in terms of number of prizes won, films that have participated in festivals, even if we do have some very nice success stories. I'll tell you in a minute. But the idea is really measuring the success of our participants. And I see that many of them come as junior producers working in a company. They go through Maya, and then they set up their own company. Now, they come from producing commercials, and then they eventually go on to producing films. This is our successes.
Yeah, so to see them and, blossom.
Exactly, as people and as professionals. No? And then, of course, the success stories are nice, because we have now a couple of producers who were on Maya, who have a short film that has been accepted in competition in Berlin.
Good.
We had, these are Croatian producers, we had a Polish producer last year with a project developed throughout Maya, accepted in competition in Rotterdam. So these are very nice things that we are proud of.
Yeah.
And co-productions that are born during the workshops as well. So we now have one between an Italian company and a Croatian company.
And so they met there.
Get
in touch.
Yes, they get in touch. We also have an Estonian film that. It's a very funny story because they started shooting the film in Siberia, and then they had to go back for another shot, and there was no more snow in Siberia. They were desperate about this, and now they're going to shoot in Trentino in Italy. So
everything helps.
Everything helps, and everything happens. Yes.
Fantastic. Thanks a lot, Graciela, for being with us. It was Angela Cerbi from Trieste, When East Meet West, for Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.